This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. And CeeLo will be here tomorrow, and CeeLo will be here Thursday.
How about that? And then I'll be tossing to you and Jerry from DJs on Friday morning.
Oh, is that right?
Got the overnight program.
You better come strong to the mic. That's a big lead-up spot for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got to make sure I give you guys a nice audience to kick off the summer kickoff.
Yeah.
Kick off the summer kickoff.
When I first got into radio down in Tampa, and we were carrying a lot of national programs, mm-hmm. there was a guy whose show we took out of Washington, D.C., named Doc. His name was Doc something.
Doc Brown?
No, he played for the the then Washington Redskins at the time.
Okay.
A guy named Doc Walker. And he'd go, come strong to the mic. That was his.
That's where you got that from? Because I've heard you say that many times.
Yeah, yeah. I got that from that because I used to have to board up his show. Come, like Jim Rome would say, have a take, don't suck. Doc Walker would say, come strong to the mic. Like if you're calling in, come strong to the mic.
Good.
You know
like
what I'm
that.
Saying? I like that
this
too.
This was post-playing career for Doc Walker. Doc Walker, yeah.
It was the same station that Tony Kornheiser was on. Tony Kornheiser did a very funny radio program. For many years down in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
I could see that.
Very laid back, relaxed radio program.
Oh, yeah.
A couple NFL related notes here. Let me see where I want to go first here, CeeLo. Let's see. First, NFL owners approved two different things. They approved the emergency third quarterback situation, which means now this is going to be different than hockey, right? Hockey has the emergency goalie, but it's some dude in the stands, right?
Essentially, yeah.
This is not what this is going to be. This is going to be an actual quarterback on your roster, but I guess they don't take up a roster spot.
Okay.
Third quarterback.
Yep.
Emergency only, meaning
they don't take up a game day roster, roster spot.
That's correct. They don't take up a game day roster spot. But there are some rules for this emergency third quarterback, meaning that you cannot use the emergency third string quarterback if your other two quarterbacks simply suck and are not getting the job done.
Right, benched.
They can't be benched. They must be injured and unable to return. If they have been cleared medically, they must go back in the game.
Okay.
And you cannot use the third quarterback.
That's fair. I like that.
But here's what I don't like. So you can use the third quarterback if your first two quarterbacks get injured or thrown out of the game.
Yeah, I saw you note that.
Yeah,
I mean,
like that.
Yeah, but when's the last time you saw a quarterback ejected from a game? Was it? I don't even remember if Mason Rudolph got ejected with the whole, remember with Myles Garrett and swinging the helmet?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what the result of that was, if he got ejected or not, but when is a quarterback getting thrown out of the game?
Yeah, that's
Come on.
Good question.
It's not. I mean, just as rare as a bird getting killed on the baseball field.
Right. Yeah. It happens, but very rare.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good news. So we won't have to see, like, you know, Christian McCaffrey being a quarterback this year, which I think he's done in the past.
Well, that was the whole situation with our guy, Brock Purdy, right? The Niners, they didn't quite know how to handle that situation when he got hurt, and were they going to run the Wildcat and McCaffrey and all that.
So they just ran him out there pretending like he was going to be able to throw,
even though
he couldn't.
He didn't come back for a while, then he did, and couldn't throw the ball down the field, and that game just was pretty much over.
The defense ate him up alive after that. They knew he was wounded like a gazelle.
That's right.
By the water.
Yeah.
Getting a drink of water, and all of a sudden the Lions swoop in, or an alligator grabs him. The NFL ownership also passed Thursday Night Football flex rule. Again, this is a million different scenarios for it. So it's flexing of Thursday Night Football so that we don't get suck games.
But it's only late in the season, right?
Yeah, it's only weeks. There's so many rules with it. It's only weeks 13 through 17.
Okay.
It must be announced 28 days in advance.
Wow.
And it can only happen twice.
Right.
In those week 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So there's a 5-week period where it can happen.
There's a week 18 now as well.
But those don't get flexed because
there is no Thursday night game in the last week. Got it.
Booyakasha.
Okay. So 2 out of 5.
2 out of the 5 weeks it could happen.
Full 4 weeks in advance.
Can only happen twice.
That's
I mean,
a real roll of the dice.
Yeah. I mean, it is really like, and I was already looking at the week. You know, one of those weeks is a Cowboy game. They're not getting flexed. Mm-hmm. One's a Steeler game. One's Jets-Browns. So there's really only two scenarios,
it's
probably.
For, like, drastic situations.
Yeah, drastic okay. situations.
I saw that if they don't use it at all this year, it carries over to next season. It's a trial basis.
Oh, so is that right?
If they don't use any of the either of the two possibilities,
yeah,
it rolls over into 2024.
But if they do use one, they still have to vote on it again for next year.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Because usually the way these work, it's like a resolution on a trial basis. They do it for a year, and then they vote for, like, full approval.
All right,
then.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Johnson is a quarterback in the NFL. He has signed with the Ravens.
I almost got to this yesterday.
Now, he has...
We have enough time for this?
He has started 9 games,
mm-hmm.
and he is 1-8.
Right.
But he has played for... Since 2008, he was drafted by the Bucs. He's played for the Bucs, the Niners. Then he went to the UFL. Then he played for the Browns and the Bengals. Then he played for the Niners again. Then he played for the Bengals again. Then you might recall he came over here to the New York Jets.
I believe he started a game, or maybe didn't start, but definitely had significant playing time in at least one game for the Jets.
Oh, okay. Then after the Jets, he went to the Colts. Then he went to the Bills. Then he went to the Ravens. Then he went to the Giants. You remember he was a New York Giants?
I do remember that, yeah.
Then he went to the Texans. Then he went to the Raiders. Then he went to Washington. Then he went to the AAF. Then he went to the Lions. Then he went to the XFL. Then he went to the Niners a third time. Then he was a New York Jet.
That was again. That was 2021.
Then he went to the Ravens again. Then he went to the Broncos. Then he went to the Niners for the fourth time. And now the Ravens for time number 3.
Now we just referenced Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game. Josh Johnson relieved him in that game.
He got in that game.
Yes, and with the Jets, you know, the game I was remembering where he had, like, a lot of stats. It was the game, not this past season, but the year before when Mike White came in and had that ridiculous game, and I think they won or he had a huge game, and then they went to Indy. I think it was a Thursday night game, and Mike White had, like, that weird forearm injury early in the game, and Josh Johnson came in. The Jets lost 45-30, but Josh Johnson put up huge numbers.
Really?
27 of 41 for 317, 3 touchdowns and a pick.
Nice!
Yeah.
See, this is cool. Like, we always think of Ryan Fitzpatrick as the quarterback who's played in all these places.
Yeah, journeyman.
And I think we think of that just because he has played in a lot of places, and he's started a lot of games.
Yeah, he plays his playing time much more significant in those various stops as opposed to Josh Johnson.
Now, this is cool. Like, Josh Johnson, but the problem is, like, does he have to move every time he switches teams? Or you think he's got a place somewhere and
he's probably got a central spot, like a home base.
Yeah.
And he might just be renting a place for himself or, like, a hotel situation, because he has to know at this point, like, it's nothing that's going to be long term.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be parachuting around quite a bit.
He must have so many friends in the league.
I'm sure.
Of how many different NFL players he's met.
I bet if you look, someone's probably done a story on that somewhere.
Just like all the guys he's friends with?
Or just the whole, you know, his experience being like an NFL nomad, going from city to... Like, coaches deal with that a lot.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a unique situation with him, but I bet somebody at somewhere along the way has interviewed him and maybe, like, his closest friends in the league or a family member. I bet that feature story is out there somewhere.
He must get a ton of wedding invites. Because think of all the young guys he's meeting, right?
Yeah.
And because he's a veteran and he's probably a nice guy, probably rookies feel good going up and talking to him.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they get married. Let's invite Josh Johnson.
That is incredible. All those teams, all these years in the league.
And then multiple leagues.
He only has 355 career pass attempts.
But then yeah, the other leagues.
I don't have the other league stats.
UFL, yeah. AAF, XFL.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Listen, paycheck is a paycheck, man.
It's cool, though. That guy's got a cool career. Yeah. He could probably be a great coach when he gets decides.
Or write a great book somewhere down the line.
Or call himself NFL journeyman.
That's right. The nomadic quarterback.
The Josh Johnson story.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, let's take a quick break. Otherwise, Eddie yells at me and we get up to the top. I have one more story for you before Gio and Jerry get underway.
Just one more, okay.
Yep, and then you have a sports minute of some sort.
Well, Amy Lawrence has a sports minute. I don't think you'll guess the wording that Eddie put on the sheet here, but perhaps the topic you'll nail.
Lakers. LeBron.
Close enough, yeah. Got it.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Okay, we've got a few more minutes here before Gio and Jerry take over. Green Bay, CeeLo, gets the 2025 NFL draft.
That'll be fun. That'd be cool. Nice setting.
Now, my brother-in-law went to the Jet-Green Bay game at Lambeau this past season. Uh-huh. Said the hotels are terrible there. They better step their game up.
That doesn't shock me.
They better step their game up if
it's
they're
like
getting the NFL draft. Yeah, but you got the Packers. You got people coming in from out of town.
Yeah, you go for the charm of Lambeau.
By the way, let me ask you this, CeeLo. 2025, that gives Jordan Love 2 seasons to get it together.
Uh-huh.
Or they'd be drafting a quarterback high up in that draft right there in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know that I'm going.
Eddie, can you please hit it soon?
He was like, I have one story left. There's enough time.
Three. Music. Please.
Well, how about this one then? Tom Brady is going to buy a stake in the Raiders.
Yeah,
by the way,
do we believe he's ever going to actually end up in the broadcast booth?
He is. Yeah, because now everyone's doubting him, and he's going to prove everybody wrong. He's going to show right up there, not this season, next season. Right there, game one, he'll be ready to go. I like how they go, the NFL has to prove, as if they're going to go, no, Tom Brady can't possibly buy.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.